Senate Rules Committee, please come to order. It's 11:15 on April 9th in Betty's room. For the record, Senator Duncan, Kelly, Lehman, and Torgerson and Taylor are present. We have in front of us three items to consider: Senate Bill 233, extend the ABC Board and a proposed committee substitute; Senate Bill 319, arbitration and rules of civil procedure; SJR 35, participation in abortion.
I think, Kevin.
Why don't we take, start with number two. Senator Lehman will take them individually.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that the Rules Committee report Senate Bill 319 from committee for calendaring at the chairman's discretion.
It deals with a stronger statement dealing with arbitration on real estate transactions.
It's limited to real estate transactions.
Right. I know of no opposition, and so is there objection to the calendaring of 319? That objection, so done. Senator Lehman.
Mr. Chairman, move the Rules Committee report Senate Joint Resolution 35 from committee for calendaring at the chairman's discretion.
Is there objection? There's objection. Would the Secretary please call the roll?
Senator Taylor?
Yes.
Senator Lehman?
Yes.
Senator Duncan?
Yep.
Senator Ferguson?
Yes.
Senator Hill?
Yes. Okay, that brings us to Senate Bill 233, extend the ABC Board. We have a proposed committee substitute.
I've moved the committee substitute.
Perhaps we can explain it. We attempted to address the concerns that were shown when this bill was on the floor a couple of days ago. Could you go through it real briefly, Tim?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. My name is Tim Benintendi, aide to the Senate Rules Committee. I gave you a little page of brief notes, basically from the finance version. The proposed CS deletes sections 1, 4, and 6. It also changes the effective date to an immediate effective date, and it amends the title appropriately, having pulled those sections out. And in the reference of the golf course for this bill or under this statute, it actually defines the course for the purposes here, which would be under the proposed CS draft, your version 1313Q. It's at the bottom of page 1, beginning line 13, and then adds the golf course to the list of recreational sites.
So we didn't change the definition of a golf course, correct?
We did not. There was one other item I was asked to include, and by the way, version Q, top of page 2, line 1, it reads, recreational site means, it should read, recreational site includes, and I was asked to add the words, but not limited to, although in the director on this yesterday working up this draft CS, he tells me that we don't need to use the words but is not limited to, because there is a provision in statute that I mention on your notes there, 01-10-040B, and then I've given you a copy of it, simply says whenever the words includes or including are used, it is inferred that the phrase but not limited to is part and parcel included in that definition.
Your job, Tim, is to go explain that to Senator Halford before we go to the floor with this.
I'll do so.
Yeah, that was his proposed amendment.
Right.
Okay, there, Senator Torgerson.
What, why was Section 4, was that an one where you notice that police officers would have to notice the Alcohol Control Board on arrest?
Yes, yeah. That was objectionable.
Okay.
And that is excluded from
the... I understand, I didn't know. Pretty compelling testimony to put
Tim,
that in there.
I'd like to understand what the practical effect of this. Previously, at a recreational site, you can sell beer and wine during and 1 hour before and after an event. And then now it says while the recreation is occurring. Then it adds the golf course. What is the practical effect of this? And is currently you can sell this beer and wine at the clubhouse, but not outside the clubhouse? Is that what the change is getting to? I mean, I know it.
I don't know what
games,
inspired that.
Baseball games, you know, it is sold, and I mean, just trying to get down to what is it that this change does?
Larry, do you know?
The intention was only for special events?
Right. The current law, I believe, is only special events. That's the before and after. And this would allow continuous activities like the golf course. It doesn't have to be a golf tournament.
So, Mr. Chairman, so for a baseball park, it doesn't have to be a baseball game then either. It could just be,
I've always been able to buy beer at a baseball game.
I mean, let's say, for example, though, there's just a bunch of guys out there goofing off, recreating, and it's not a special event. It's not a baseball game. They're just out there having a recreational activity. Under this bill, can they sell beer and wine during that? I think so, with the new language. Because when it says how recreation is occurring, you're doing away with the requirement that it's got to be a baseball game or a basketball game or a special event. It means if Robin and I go into the gym with a bunch of guys and start shooting around baskets, that's where our recreation is occurring, and therefore they can sell beer and wine while that's happening.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Basketball's not included, but if you use your analogy.
Baseball is. Okay, basketball.
But if you and I wanted to go out and race our cars around a track, you mean?
Yeah.
And it wasn't an event,
right.
Would they be able to sell beer and wine?
I think under this language they'd be able to.
They may be able to, but why would they?
Well, I don't know, because
you and I aren't going to drink that much.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is you could just have a good, you don't have a controlled activity. It's just a bunch of guys out there with, you know.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Duncan, it does appear this might be more site-specific than event-specific, but on the other hand, there might not be vendors out there to, if there's no known event, there might not be vendors to show up to sell. Of course, that's just speculation, but.
Right. No, I just want to be clear, since Senator asked, has opened it up so that it's anytime there's recreational activity there, it doesn't have to be a recognized event. Not just on golf courses, but also for baseball games.
I think the recreation is limited to the subject of the, or would be, to the subject of the more specific definition of what is a recreational site.
Right, baseball games, car races, hockey games.
Dog sled racing events, right. Or curling matches. You'd have to have something of that type going on, or it wouldn't qualify as a recreational site.
No, it just says where they are held during a season. It doesn't say they have to be being held.
Yeah. I don't think the while recreation is occurring is all that essential to it, really.
Well, in any case, that doesn't affect the Rules Committee substitute.
The point of while recreation is occurring expands it beyond when there's an actual event occurring. While recreation occurring can happen at any time.
Larry, I suspect that you should go to your senator and explain to him some of the concerns expressed today and tell him to be ready with an explanation on the floor.
I don't have a copy of your rules, yes.
I'll give you my
wording is the same as the original.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's a big deal, but that's what it means.
Is there objection to the adoption of the committee substitute? Without objection, so adopted. Is there a motion to move, Senator Lehman? Senator Turgeson.
I would move the Rules Committee substitute for Senate Bill 233 with individual recommendations to calendar at the chairman's discretion.
Clerk, please call the roll.
Senator Lehman?
Is there objection to moving the bill out of committee? Without objection, so moved. Rules Committee adjourned. Have a nice Easter vacation.
Yeah, have a great one.
I had no idea.
You're going to have fun with the kids. I got out of fire.